When did you need or lend a helping hand? 206-803-ROCK. Where do we go? Let's go to Yellowstone. You've probably seen the video. A grandfather's walk through a Yellowstone campground turned violent when a bull bison suddenly charged and sent him flying an estimated 8 feet into the air, according to a witness. Now, if you've seen the full version of this video, honest to God, as far as what I would understand to be somewhat safe, he was not being one of those idiots.
No.
He was not being aggressive. He was not trying to taunt this animal. He was way far away from it. He was with his grandson, I believe.
With his grandson 100 yards away. All they did, the guy stopped to turn around to take a picture. And again, understand, it's not like he approached it. He was the Yellowstone Park recommended distance from the bison. And the bison, he's just kind of flopping on his back, kicking up dust, doing whatever bison do. Then he sat down and he kind of looked at the guy, but he still didn't make a move. To the best of what witnesses can say, because I read the witness testimony, then saw the video. They said, look, the bison seemed like it was being cool, and the guy was a safe distance. But then this big-ass pickup truck drove between the bison and the dude, and then the bison kind of responded to the noise of the pickup truck, but instead of chasing the truck, he keyed in on the old man and his grandson.
Yeah, he did. And
because the truck's probably so loud, it just triggers that bison's response.
It did, yeah.
Well, a photographer, Mike McLeod, he was camping at the Bridge Bay campground, and he started filming this thing. He was actually filming the animal from a distance beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
So he did not know what was coming.
Like this. No.
At one point, it began rushing a group of children before you see this video that had scattered. Now, the National Park Service has not yet released details on the incident. They don't need to. It's all there on video. Yeah. McLeod said the man, identified by the New York Times as Carl Isom McDaniel, and his grandson were about 100 yards away from the bison, about the distance that Yellowstone recommends, when they paused to take a photo of the bison, which appeared to have calmed down. A passing pickup seemed to set the animal off again. McLeod told the Cowboy State Daily, it then charged into the trees where the pair tried to hide. The grandson did end up escaping, but the bison hooked on to the granddad with his left horn on his hip and tossed him in the air. He made a perfect flip and landed on his side. They say the bison was at least 6 feet tall. And McDaniel, several feet above him. So he he threw him up in the air. McLeod and others ran toward the animal, yelling, prompting it to bolt. McDaniel was taken away by Yellowstone EMS with multiple broken bones and what his grandson later described as significant injuries. He maintains the visitors kept a safe distance and that the bison likely was amped up by rutting season. He was the clear aggressor. Most people see that these two did not ask for it.
Well, I think we could tell that. Yeah. I don't need to read the article to be like, I think he's the aggressor here.
The thing that killed me about like
the
video.
The old guy didn't do anything.
The old guy and his grandson, you know, when you watch the video, there's like this grove of pine trees. So they disappear into the pine trees, believing as big as this animal is, there's just no way he can get through all these different tree trunks. And it had no problem doing that. And then the worst part of the video is you see it, you see them hiding in the trees, and you cannot see them physically. And then you see the bison disappear, and it's almost like a cartoon. The trees are moving back and forth. There's a massive dust cloud. And then you see old man hauling ass out of the other side trying to outrun him. And it's not funny, but
it almost looks like
an old dude.
Benny Hill sketch.
It just, look, this guy has no run technique.
The guy runs like Jack Sparrow.
He does. He's old. He has red suspenders on. He's got like an old
car. It really is.
Right. I mean, everything about this guy looks like you want him to win. You want him to be okay. Yeah.
That's, come on, buddy. I like some of the still photos where he's just in the air.
Oh, yeah.
That's outside day. You're just like, oh, no.
That's going to hurt. I don't care how old you are. That's going to hurt.
That's some yakety sex right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, nobody wants to see that dude get hurt. But that video, I mean, I got so many people sent it. Like, I feel like every dude I know is like, in my DMs on Instagram, like, have you seen this?
That man's not paying for another beer for the rest of his days. No. He goes into a bar and he just shows him the video, like, dude, I got you.
This is me.
That's me.
And I just wondered how I got here.
Right?
That's me.
Golly.
Yeah, I just felt bad because he did the right thing.
I hope it was the grandson that really wanted to go to Yellowstone.
I'm going to say it's grandpa says, you know what? We're going to take some us time. Let's go to Yellowstone Park, but we're going to follow the rules. The most important thing we can do is follow the rules. So we are a safe distance.
And then, you're with your grandson.
That's what I mean.
You don't want anything bad to happen to a family.
No.
Well, nothing bad happened to his grandson.
His grandson's fine.
Grandpa took it all, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's one that you're going to end
up. I mean, I am watching a longer version of it. Like, that bison was already kind of pissy.
Well, I mean, it's mating season.
Look at all right.
Jesus Christ.
He was feisty.
Okay, but what broke the bones? Was it the fall to the ground?
It's got to be the fall.
Probably both.
Well, didn't they say that the horn like hooked him in the hip? So there's
didn't
one.
Didn't say it hooked his pants?
Pants or hip?
Right.
I saw a hip. It could have been his pants. Either way, homie got airborne, man.
That's a long tumble, man.
Someone is texting in that guy's from Washington State.
He might be.
No way.
Which wouldn't surprise me. I mean,
Yellowstone's reasonably close, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's. I'm glad I'm not him, but it makes me not want to go to Yellowstone.
I don't feel like.
I mean, I'm always one of those people. Like, I'm not going to mess with the wild animal. When people say, "Hey, don't mess with the wild animal," I'm like, "Why are you telling me this?" I understand that. I have absolutely no need or urge to mess with the wild animal, but I would have done at least what he did. Like, I'm the safe distance. Let's snap a picture. And my black ass would be cartwheeling through the air.
You also wouldn't be walking out free in Yellowstone. You'd probably be in the car driving through the park.
No, to be honest with you, in that case, I would rather walk out free, right? Because okay. I'm paranoid enough that my head would be on a swivel to be like, all right, there's animals over there. Let's just keep our safe distance. But after seeing that, like, no. And keep in mind, that bison covered 100 yards real quick.
That's my issue. I don't think people, like, they're so fast for how big they are.
So fast. Crazy
but
fast.
Also, like, when that video starts and that thing's rolling around on the ground grunting, like I'm with Mike, I would have get my grandson and been like, get in the car.
But I still would have thought we're safe, you know, because there's other people there.
Well, I think advice.
I would have been wrong.
You would have got yeeted.
Yes, I would have been that guy. Didn't you say, Miles, that hippos when you went to Africa?
Oh God!
They explained to you like, look, man, as stupid as that animal looks, I know they're vicious and all that, but they look dumb. Let's just be honest. But, like, they're super fast on land with their little stubby-ass legs.
Even the Uber driver who took us to dinner one night, and we're downtown, and it was probably, I don't know, like, it was one of those Ubers where by the time we were done, I'm like, we did not need to Uber here.
Right.
This was literally five blocks, you know, like, and not a big deal. And he's like, look, the guy's like, look, I'm not trying to take your money. He's like, I will give you a ride back for free, but you cannot walk back to the hotel at night in the dark because of the hippos. They will attack and they will kill you. And he was just trying to be as kind as he's like, this is we
what town was this?
That was in Victoria Falls.
Okay. That is a well known spot.
Yeah, but I mean he was dead serious. He's like, look, I won't charge you. You just need to be able to get back to your room and be okay. But in the river on a boat, I'll show you this video because I've got it on my phone. The hippo's running along the riverbank chasing our boat.
Yeah.
And then it jumps in and all you see is this huge bubble like coming at us at lightning speed. Like you're not seeing the head of this thing. You're not seeing
he's
anything.
Just underwater coming at
him. He's underwater. And then he just he breaches for a second and then goes back down. And that guy just gunned the boat. And then there was another ferry that was like a big ass ferry with like a party cruise kind of thing on it. You know, like right. It was like an old timey, you know, riverboat or whatever. That guy, he turned the boat around and went the other direction. So
in the big ass,
it was a narrow part of the river. We still had to turn around to get back to where we launched. So like when he gets down far enough, I'm like, all right, well that guy's still in the river, but we need to come back through the same area.
That is a problem.
And get back to where we you know like.
What are you thinking when that thing's running on the side of the river?
Do you think it's the end of it?
I think I've never seen anything that fat and big run that fast.
Right.
I mean because it does not look like they're muscular. But it does not look.
They don't look fast. You're not thinking fleet of foot.
They're not. They're not. Yeah. They don't look like a you know a leopard. Or
they just look stupid. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't have any. And then when it dives. I mean it flew through the air like no issue, and then it was gone. And it's creating this wake and this wave underneath the water, and I'm like looking like oh man, and I can kind of see the guy who's driving the boat. He's got that look on his face like. I'm not going to let them know, but that was messed up. I'll show you the video of this guy.
Dude, see.
Well, if he does that tour all the time, he knows. He can't act scared, but he was probably scared ass.
Guaranteed he was, yeah.
When did you need or lend a helping hand? 206-803-ROCK.